bow together as we pray. Eternal Father, in this chapel today, let our first thought be of Thee. Let our first impulse be to worship Thee. Let our first speech be Thy name. Let our first action be to kneel before Thee in prayer. For Thy perfect wisdom and perfect goodness, for the love wherewith Thou lovest mankind, for the love wherewith Thou lovest each of us, for the great and mysterious opportunity of life, for the indwelling of Thy Spirit in each heart, for all Thy good gifts, we praise and worship Thee, O Lord. Let us not, when this morning prayer is said, think our worship has ended and spend the day in forgetfulness of Thee. Rather, from these moments of quietness, let light, joy, and power come forth and remain with us through all the hours of this day. In the name of Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. When all things began, the Word already was. The Word dwelt with God, and what God was, the Word was. The Word then was with God at the beginning, and through Him all things came to be. No single thing was created without Him. All that came to be was alive with His life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines on in the dark, and the darkness has never quenched it. In the moments of silence which follow, you are invited to think your own thoughts and to pray your own prayer of gratitude to God for His creative action in this world.
Of all thy balm. Let sense be dumb, let flesh retire, speak through the earthquake, wind and fire. O still small voice of calm, in simple trust like theirs who heard beside the Syrian sea, the gracious calling of the Lord, let us like them without a word rise up and follow
Thee. There appeared a man named John, sent from God. He came as a witness to testify to the light, that all might become believers through him. He was not himself the light. He came to bear witness to the light. The real light, which enlightens every man, was even then coming into the world. He was in the world. But the world, though it owed its being to him, did not recognize him. He entered his own realm, and his own would not receive him. But to all who did receive him, and to those who have yielded him their allegiance, he gave the right to become children of God, not born of any human stock, or by the fleshly desire of a human father, but the offspring of God himself. So, the Word became flesh. He came to dwell among us, and we saw his glory, such glory as befits the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Let us bow together and offer again our prayer for guidance in understanding the revelation and the redemptive action of God.
song in the air. There's a star in the sky, and that song from afar has swept over the world. Every hearth is aflame, and the beautiful scene in the homes of the nations that Jesus is King. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and for content on my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my God. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to His blood. Seek from His head, His hands, His feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so divine? Demands my soul, my life, my
Those who had been teaching in the name of Jesus had been strongly encouraged, in fact ordered, to cease to do so. They had not, and thus the story continues in Acts. So they brought them and stood them before the council, and the high priest began his examination. "We expressly ordered you," he said, "to desist from teaching in that name, and what has happened? You have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you are trying to make us responsible for that man's death." Peter replied for himself and the apostles, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you had done to death by hanging him on a tree. He it is whom God has exalted with his own right hand as leader and Savior, to grant Israel repentance and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses to all this, and so is the Holy Spirit given by God to those who are obedient to Him." So the apostles went out from the council, rejoicing that they had been found worthy to suffer indignity for the sake of the name. And every day they went steadily on with their teaching in the temple and in private houses, telling the good news of Jesus the Messiah. Some words are printed on the program for your thought. Listen to the music and pray for the direction and the power of God in your life.